It's not just the Tyrone footballers who'll be in action this coming Sunday. An All-Ireland Minors C final goes ahead and the Tyrone Hurlers are involved. They'll take on Donegal at Casement Park, a 1 p.m. throw-in on Sunday afternoon. Perhaps not the venue that they would have chosen. After all, they did want to go to Croke Park as a precursor to that Tyrone Mayo All-Ireland Minor Football Championship semi-final. But the powers that be, despite a determined effort by Tyrone and indeed Donegal to get the headquarters, were not for turning. That'll not matter though to the two sides that go head-to-head at the Belfast venue. For Tyrone, it is another All-Ireland final and they're looking forward to the challenge. Says selector Declan Bennett.
Big occasion, Paddy, yes. These boys, from most of these boys have won under 16s as well last year, and the boys are lads last year that have been beaten in the minors, sort of they want to get an All-Ireland minor title, so it's important to all of us, Paddy.
There's a different format, of course, to the Seed Championship, but Tyrone are there in merit.
We participated in a blitz situation, Paddy, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and basically we had three games. 15 minutes a half, and we played Southwest Antrim, South Down and Louth, and we won all our games in the blitz to qualify for the final.
And an All-Ireland final it is, and the best possible stepping stone to senior hurling for a lot of these young players.
Well, it'll be a stepping stone for these boys when they come, hopefully in the next couple of years, up to seniors, that they'll have the experience of playing in an All-Ireland final. Like, at the end of the day, All-Ireland finals, an All-Ireland final, whatever you're playing in.
There is an air, of course, of disappointment that the game isn't going ahead in Croke Park.
I think everybody done their best, on the county board side as well, everybody done their best, but I think it was just maybe the Croke Park side that it didn't happen, but it would have been good for the county to have two minor teams playing in Croke Park at the same day, but just wasn't to be. But at the end of the day, Casement Park would be the next best thing for us.
Tyrone, of course, played in the Larry Maher Cup final at Croke Park last year, and that was a massive boost. But these young players perhaps will enjoy further days in the sun at headquarters. After all, this is a fine young bunch of hurlers who have come through the ranks over the past couple of years and have indeed enjoyed success.
I think the results for themselves prove, Paddy, as well, that they are committed. We have a panel of 31 lads who've been training. We've been training from last February. We've participated. We got to the Ulster League final this year, and Donegal pipped us by a point. So these lads are coming through. They're proving their commitment. As long as the effort's going in now to take them through to the seniors, which is happening at the minute, myself and Callum McAlean and Sean Slane are with these lads, and we've been with the minors now for this past 3 years, so it's basically taking them through to the next level and putting them through to seniors and giving the seniors a lift as well.
Perhaps then further down the line, Declan and the management team of the minors will step up to senior.
I wouldn't even think about it yet, Paddy, or I don't think I would think about it at all. There would be more, there'd be boys with more experience than myself would be better fit for the job, but as long as we can provide the players to go to seniors, you know, and to give the Tyrone seniors a lift with the experience of these boys and tick them through, that's all I'd be worried about.
So it's off to Casement Park, and hopefully, says Declan, the hurling fraternity in Tyrone will come out and support these young players.
We would expect, from talking to people, we'd expect a good crowd out. Anybody that from our own clubs we've been talking to, they're all going. And you know, these boys are playing, and if they have the people behind them, and they can see the people from their own clubs supporting them, it's all good, Paddy.